Blog Talk Radio. We'll be right back. By the way you parked your car sideways like a wooden leg. You're the kind of person that believes in making that one love and then leaving fast. I guess I must be done trying to park the foot of poetry. makes it all right. And you say, what have I got to lose? And honey, I say,
blue red Corvette.
Baby, you're much too tight.
Corvette.
You need to find the love that's gonna last. Guess you should close my eyes. We drove me to the place where your horses were free. I felt a little ill when I saw all the pictures of a jockey that was there before me. Believe it or not, I started to wear it. I said, wondering if I had enough class. But it was Saturday night. I guess that makes it all right. And you said, baby, had I got enough gas? Oh, yeah,
little red Corvette.
Baby, you're much too fast. Yes, you are.
Little red Corvette.
You need to find a love that's gonna last. That's gonna last.
Morris Mills. Before that, Do You Have to Ask, ABS. I must shout ABS out and all of his friends and family, especially Mary J. Blige, his protege. She celebrated her birthday on Wednesday. Tomorrow is my nephew's birthday, Jamal. He's turning 22. I remember when he was just a little baby. I'll repost a pics of him when he was a little baby and a pics of how he is now. Well, we hadn't taken a picture together in about a year and a half, so over his birthday weekend, we have to get a picture together. So just amazing. But if you're friends with me on Facebook, you've seen all my nieces and nephew. I have another nephew also in St. Louis, so shout out to all my nieces and nephews and so on. But hello, happy Friday the 13th weekend, NFL playoff weekend, and NBA is on fire, huh? So thank you so much for spending a few minutes with me, if not the entire time. Half of the show time is over now, so I hope you enjoyed the music. Before then, open the show with this really neat jam that I located on a music website called Music Oasis. And I'm going to have to track this electronica artist down and talk with him on the show real, real soon, because I love his music. I love electronica music anyway. Anyone who knows me knows that. But Time Warp in Court is the name of, you know, of the ensemble of this artist, electronical artist. And the name of the track is The Groove Booty. But I just love it. It's just so jamming and jazzy. But like I said, happy. I know some of you dread seeing Friday the 13th. Don't let the superstitiousness just take over you. But I think it's fun to be superstitious also. I'm not that superstitious, but something about my experience, and I hope it continues like today. My experience with Friday the 13th has always been like interesting. Not scary, not bad luck, you know. but it's always been like interesting. I always find out something interesting or something interesting and fun happens. You know, but don't be too superstitious, because when you're too superstitious, you end up tripping yourself or something like that. But have fun on Friday the 13th and then Saturday the 14th. And everything. But I'm just excited about sports. And if I'm correct, didn't Dwight Howard like tie a record or break a record? We're going to talk more about that tomorrow, but congrats to Dwight Howard and Orlando. I don't even know the score or anything, but I know last night I kept seeing reports of him tying a record with Wilt Chamberlain or someone, or breaking a record. So I like to give talk about facts and everything, but that excited me. I know he played well. I know that much, huh? But another birthday I want to shout out to is Ms. Natalie. Right before I got on air, I had received an email from Little Flip from his site, and he would like everyone to know that he would be celebrating in Austin, Texas tonight. At the mansion, starting at 9 p.m. to 2, and he's celebrating the birthday with Natalie, her 21st birthday. And Duro Music will be there, Prince Rick, Trill Lee, DJ Yella, and DJ Cool Lee. And I mention it because my nephew is like very supportive of Little Flip, and Zero Zero is like his favorite rap artist and so on. And a couple of years ago, Little Flip had wished my nephew happy birthday and so on, so that excited him. But my nephew would prefer to like chill and hang and go to the concert. I hope you're listening, Little Flip and Zero, and chill with the guys, you know. Because, I mean, being a native of Dallas also. And one thing about Dallas music, I mean, Houston, Lil Flip, he's the king of freestyle, you all know. But one thing that I've always learned about music in Dallas, I'm talking about from my time, from the early 80s DJs, Dallas, I think, is underrated when it comes to DJs and the musical styles of the different DJs, from the old school DJs to the newer, more popular DJs. So I just want to shout out the music scene, the Dallas music scene, because awesome. I think it's being recognized now, but still underrated. Just awesome. But I had an awesome time at a sports jobs webinar yesterday. And so I cannot continue without shouting out Lewis Howes. He's a sports marketer, big time in the business. And he presented a sports job webinar yesterday that was so awesome. So connect with him, Lewis, spelled Lewis, and his last name is H-O-W-E-S. Connect with him on LinkedIn. He produced a lot of LinkedIn vids to teach people and to educate individuals, especially those that have either been in the sports industry biz a long time or are new to the sports industry and would like to learn how to properly ground themselves in a position of I guess, a good reputation and just being a go-to person in the industry, branding yourself as an expert in being an expert in certain areas of the sports industry. So check him out, and so you can get on his list and maybe attend his webinars. And I'm sure many of you that are listening are familiar with his work anyway, but it was just an awesome webinar. And you can also tweet him at the Sports Networker. But just fun, just a fun, fun webinar. So he's on Facebook and YouTube and everywhere. So just make contact with him, and you'll see what I'm talking about. Really, I know I learned a lot in that within that hour, between 1 and 2. But I really want to thank you all for your support also and supporting the show and your feedback, and so on. And my apologies for the hour delay. Believe it or not, I had roller set my hair and it got up in the dryer. I had already prepared for the show, but I just got over a cold. I did not want to catch another cold. So I didn't want my hair to be, my scalp to be wet, my hair to be wet. So I had snapped a picture of myself with rollers and no makeup and had tried to tweet it, because there was a time in my life where you would not catch me without face paint, and definitely rollers in my hair, me showing people my own picture. There was a time, you know, only certain, being a tomboy also, certain people see me looking rough, but some people just had to see me looking polished from head to toe. I know some of you probably said, what? Yeah, really. Those that have known me a long time know I'm telling the truth. But for some reason, it wouldn't tweet out, and it wouldn't post on Facebook or whatever, you know, because this is the year of showing the nakedness of my being, you know. So, it no makeup and rollers in my hair. Get ready to get up under the dryer. But it didn't tweet and post. I guess I'll tweet and post it later, or unless I change my mind. Maybe that was just a divine intervention. But I'm checking that NFL. Oh, NFL's question of the week. You know, we're supposed to be voting on we need to hurry up and vote if you haven't voted for your NFL Air Player of the Year. Tom Brady, Drew Brees, and Aaron Rodgers all had epic regular seasons. And so NFL wants to know, and FedEx wants to know, who should be the NFL Air Player of the Year. So you need to visit NFL.com or visit their Facebook page and select Tom Brady, Drew Brees, or Aaron Rodgers. You all know who I'm picking, Drew Brees. I love me some Drew Brees, but he did exceptional work. He had a very great season. I know the other two guys did also, so it's really hard, especially if neither one of the guys, if they're not like one of your favorites, but you know their stats are good and they did good work. I know it's a hard choice, you know, a hard, hard choice to decide who is the best. But I was checking out my friends, the Saints, Facebook page earlier, and last night somebody, they had been having problems with their Facebook page. Someone had hacked into the Saints' Facebook page and, like, spammed out their page and everything, but it's been rectified. But they have a pretty little sense of humor regarding that, even though you know it's been an inconvenience for the organization and for the supporters and the fellow, my fellow Who Dat Nation members, fans. But they have like a little sense of humor about it. They, if you visit their Facebook page, they jokingly say, well, we now have Darren Sproles now as our head of Facebook security team. I mean, I thought that was so hilarious. So I'm like, oh, my God. You know, so, but you know they were really pissed off somebody hacking their page. I don't know. I'm not going to accuse anybody. I was probably a rival fan. I don't know. I'm just joking. I don't want nobody getting at me. But I was like, oh, my God. Wow. Wow. And then I see we're also what NFL.com is talking about Tim Tebow. How did we come to this point? Take a look back at the quarterback's NFL career to date. So, oh, man. And there's another question that the NFL is asking, which quarterback would you rather have starting for you in the playoff game, Tom Brady or Drew Brees? Now, Tom Brady is awesome. He is, he's awesome. My mother's crazy about him. A lot of my friends are, too. She's crazy about Drew, but she is crazy about some Tom Brady. But you know what? A lot of my friends believe that it's going to be the Patriots and the Saints. Excuse me, I just sipped a soda. I know I shouldn't even be drinking a soda, huh, this early in the morning. But I haven't had my hot chocolate yet. But really, a lot of my friends believe that it's going to be. What's your prediction? Please tweet me, message me, and let me know. We only have about a minute and 32 seconds, but please keep the call-in number, the guest number on hand, 714-409-0614. I want to congratulate the People's Choice Award winners and all the noms. And also, tomorrow we're going to talk about what performers are on schedule to perform at the Grammys. Yeah, they've released the schedule of the Grammys, who will be performing. At the Grammy Awards, and also tomorrow we'll talk about the other awards, like the Golden Globe Awards, and some other interesting news. I received some pictures overnight from Zimbio. I told you all I'm not connected with Zimbio. You can find me there, the same profile name I have here at Blog Talk Radio, and Zimbio, and also some of my writings at Zimbio. But Zimbio has sent me some pictures of Brad and Angelino visiting the president in the Oval Office. Some of you probably have already seen those pictures, but they're pretty awesome pictures. That's another one of my favorite couples. But I just wanted to talk a little sports with you all, play that good music for you all. And tomorrow, it will be the weekend edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, and I hope you're able to join me tomorrow. Monday, we're celebrating Happy Birthday to you, MLK Day. Thank you so much.